This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 12th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv is experiencing a mild evening, while Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky. Haifa is also seeing pleasant conditions, perfect for a relaxing night out. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from the Jerusalem Post indicates a ceasefire deal could end fighting in Lebanon and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This deal would release $12 billion to Iran, but exclude its missile program and regional proxy support. Also, Ynet reports that former President Trump criticized Iran amidst Israeli concerns over a new nuclear deal. Trump claims the terms are false and accuses Tehran of deception. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reveals the UN accuses settlers of record violence in the West Bank this year. Palestinian farmers allege an IDF project has damaged their water infrastructure. Separately, Axios reports Iran fired missiles at Israel, marking the first time since a ceasefire. This action threatens to derail negotiations and could restart hostilities. And finally, according to the Australian Jewish News, Australia, the UK and Canada have launched an Israel-Palestine Peace Fund. They aim to reduce extremist influence through this initiative. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that President Trump described a recent post by Iran's foreign minister as very positive, just minutes ago. David Keyes, known for his insights on Middle Eastern politics, hinted at secured funding just moments ago. Raylan Givens, a commentator on U.S.-Israel relations, noted that U.S. officials are in talks with Netanyahu, posting earlier today. They believe the details of the deal will reassure Israeli leaders. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the potential ceasefire deal, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the deal aims to ease tensions in Lebanon and improve global oil flow by reopening the Strait of Hormuz. However, Iran's missile activities and regional interventions remain unaddressed, raising questions about long-term stability in the region. Turning to the nuclear deal tensions, Ynet highlights Israeli officials' discontent with the emerging U.S.-Iran agreement. The deal, they argue, does not align with Israel's security goals. Trump's comments underscore the strain in U.S.-Israel relations and signal potential policy shifts. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel's report on West Bank violence underscores a volatile situation. The UN's findings of increased settler aggression coincide with Palestinian complaints about water infrastructure disruptions. This tension could further escalate the conflict and complicate peace efforts. That strike from Iran comes hours after the new ceasefire report. Axios warns that this aggressive move by Iran could unravel ongoing negotiations. Israel's potential response could escalate into broader conflict, affecting regional stability. Lastly, the Australian Jewish News covers the new peace fund backed by Australia, the UK and Canada. This initiative seeks to foster peace by empowering moderates and sidelining radicals. It represents a fresh international effort to resolve long-standing issues in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports the IDF confirmed that Iranian missile debris struck a northern airbase during recent conflicts. Damage was minimal and limited to a storage facility. Separately, Ynet Business covers Baron Trump's new venture, Solos. The energy drink brand faces criticism due to its high price, with a 12-pack costing $39. And finally, Globes reveals that Nuve is in talks to acquire Payoneer for $2.7 billion. Payoneer, founded in Israel, provides cross-border transaction solutions for small and medium businesses. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.